1-800-831-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We're talking about an issue today that we've touched on in several different fashions during the course of the week. We want to talk about it today at a little different viewpoint. We're talking about insurrection, our divided nation. What does God do with insurrection? My attention is called to Numbers, the 16th chapter, verses 31 and following. The first example of sedition, insurrection, is found in the Bible in the 16th chapter of Numbers. God had appointed Moses and Aaron as his spokesman, but Korah and several other men, moved by jealousy, anger against God's chosen leadership, led a revolt against them. God judged the rebels pretty harshly when you study the scripture. God caused the ground beneath them to collapse, buried them alive, according to Numbers 16. So let me say to you today, as we face the issues and we're looking at insurrection on a national level. Now the question is this spontaneous? Is this planned? Is it paid for? If it's paid for, who's paying for it? What's the motive? Who is underwriting the paying for, delivery of the gas mask, helmets, food, pallets of bricks, and all the other things that's being used in the riots, the demonstrations across the nation? And by the way, the anarchists are pushing for, I believe it's the 14th of this month, just a few days hence, where they're asking for a nationwide anarchy insurrection. They're not calling it that. I am, against President Donald J. Trump. Listen, we have groups today, individuals today, organizations today, NGOs today, non-government organizations, paid for by our taxpayer money, that's underwriting the attempt to absolutely destroy the foundations of America. We're living in a divided nation. And remember, and I've said this two or three times in the last several days, the Lord Jesus himself speaking, Matthew the 8th chapter, the 25th verse, he said, a divided kingdom, a divided home, a divided nation cannot stand, shall not stand. And we're facing today, perhaps as never before in the history of our nation, a divided nation. We're going to be talking about that today. We're going to focus on who's underwriting this anarchy. Who's underwriting the sedition that's taking place? Who's underwriting the insurrection across America? We need to know, and it will shock you, some of the names that comes up in that list. Cash Patel, I believe, has already said over 200 NGOs in the state of California and across the nation have been involved in underwriting it. Some of the nation's wealthiest billionaires are underwriting the evisceration, the annihilation, the destruction of our nation's foundations. We're going to talk about that today. And after a brief monologue, we're going to ask you to call, have a little dialogue and discussion with you on the issue. What are your thoughts? The number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And as we face the issues based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, I go back to the truth book, the Bible. In John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Let me just parse that out just a little for us. If you continue, stay, constant, dwell in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. That word could be also truly. In other words, an indication, a sign, a real indication of a disciple of Jesus is constantly being in the Word of God. And as we're constantly in the Word of God, the Scripture says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17, the Bible makes a declaratory statement about the Word of God. "Thy word is truth." And then in Psalms 117:2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So you have to ask the question, what is forever? How long is forever? It is forever. But ladies and gentlemen, we're in the era that George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, spoke of in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And now, ladies and gentlemen, I could give you example after example after example of that. Some of the best examples are today, current events taking place in relationship to the riots, highly publicized out in California in particular. There are those that are saying that there's nothing really wrong. In fact, Cory Booker says it's just peaceful. There are riots, just peaceful. He is saying that somehow, some way, it is not a real problem. He says this really, what we're seeing, is simply peaceful protest launching in Los Angeles. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. Just as in 2020 election, when cities were being burned by anarchists, on one occasion, a camera person, one representing one of the news media, standing out front, fires in the background, buildings burning, and said, these are just peaceful demonstrations. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. We're looking at that same repeating itself even today. Wherever you are, doesn't make any difference what denomination or denominational dogma. Doesn't make any difference which coast you live on, the left coast or the right coast. It makes no difference what denomination you are or what political party you are affiliated with. Truth still matters. However, according to the latest report and the latest survey, headline I'm looking at says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. And the article begins then with Webster's Dictionary definition of truth. And Webster says it's the body of real things, the body of real events, the body of real facts, actualities, and the state of being the case in fact. But ladies and gentlemen, the millennials today, 18 to 35 year old age group, this article says that the latest survey says that 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. You can bifurcate it. It's still, I've said many, many, many years, a half truth's a whole lie. I go back to the statement by former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. DeMint headline says, DeMint warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says, and I quote, "Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity," end quote. I couldn't have said it better myself. We as believers, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we hold the truth. And it's incumbent upon us to see what's happening on a global basis, a national basis, a statewide or local basis, and view those events, those happenings, through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word is filled with instructions. We see what happens, what has been happening yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God's Word gives us the lamp for our feet and the light into our pathway that we'd know what to do and how to respond. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's the best advice that I could give you any day of the week, any time, is to listen to the truth, learn it, love it, seek it, tell it, and defend it even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the Beltway of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flies the U.S. flag, Old Glory. Find that flag at the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, for years and years and years, past 8 years, 10 years in particular, the leftists have said, no one is above the law. Trump must go to jail. Now the leftists today are saying, stop deporting the illegal aliens. They're breaking our laws, but stop deporting them. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the crescendo that brought it to the point that we're seeing today across America. When ICE goes out and they're searching for the illegal invaders, the few they can find, when I say the few they can find, Joe Biden and his emissaries with the supposed closed border, we have somewhere between 20 and 25 million illegals in America. Now, some will say 10 to 15 million. Ladies and gentlemen, we have somewhere between 20 and 25 million illegal invaders that's come into America. Many multitudes of them, rapists, robbers, murderers, child molesters, thugs, if you please. And ICE is out looking for the most criminal of these, most criminal elements of these that are the invaders. They're simply doing what Trump was elected and said he would do. He said he would do it. We elected him on that basis. God gave us divine intervention, put President Trump back in office to clean America's sewer, drain the swamp. And ladies and gentlemen, as he's attempting to do that through the Department of Homeland Security and ICE agents as they go out, when they enter a city, they have the right to go in and pick up the illegals. But in California, Governor Gavin Newsom says that the federal agents have no authority, no right to come into California. Keep in mind, California, as many other blue cities in America, are sanctuary cities where they have set up an invitation to all the illegal invaders to come in. And listen very carefully, if I can give the picture for you. Here's what we have in the state of California. The state of California, ladies and gentlemen, are trying to hide and protect the illegal invaders. More than perhaps any other state that's the sanctuary cities in America. They're able to get, listen, as a result of that, by the way, they're allowing the illegal invaders to vote, and they're using the illegal invaders as numbers to escalate the number of representatives they can have as a state. State representatives are based on the number of people in the state. And the more they can show in a census in the state, the more representatives they can have. And the more representatives for California would mean more and more of the loose, lax, lost liberals that will be able to then control the destiny and the direction of our political machine and political agenda for America. That's what they're doing. That's what they're wanting to accomplish. But ladies and gentlemen, President Trump sent in, I believe the number was 20,000 National Guard. And now I believe the number of Marines he's sending in is, I've forgotten, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000. Here's an article about it. U.S. Marines being mobilized to restore peace amid anti-ICE violence. Hundreds of Marines are being dispatched to Los Angeles to help quell the anti-ICE riots there, leading President Trump to assure Americans that the situation is now headed in the right direction. Over the weekend, hundreds rioted, burning cars, throwing rocks at federal officers who were making arrests in connection with the criminal cartel cases, not issuing involving illegal immigration. In other words, they were there. That's the purpose. That's not what they're doing right now with the riots that's taking place. The Washington Examiner reported sources said about 500 to 700 Marines from nearby Camp Pendleton would be tasked with protecting federal property and personnel. And the report noted various government officials explained to the Wall Street Journal that the Marines were being assigned to assist law enforcement in the city. The Marines, like the National Guard members already stationed in the city, cannot make arrest of the protesters until Donald Trump invokes the Insurrection Act, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are we on the fast track for President Trump to declare martial law or declare the institution of the Insurrection Act? On either level, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump will have the authority to use the military, and it would not be in violation of the the rule posse comitatus that says that the military cannot come against the citizens. They would not be coming against the citizens, but protecting us from evil. And ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very clear in the scripture in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. The scripture says, "Woe unto them that call good evil and evil good, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." In other words, we know that we're living in the last of the last days when we see the escalation of the perversion of truth, of calling evil good and good evil. Ladies and gentlemen, Cory Booker, one of the, the open vocal legislators, Cory Booker repeats this peaceful lies, that it's called, about the riots. Have you ever heard a politician say something and thought, and we're living in the same planet? Somehow, how are we living in the same planet when we hear this? Well, Senator Cory Booker recently gave us one of those moments. He looked at the fiery anti-ICE protest in Los Angeles and decided that they were doing just fine. On television, Booker said, quote, "The reality is we see peaceful protesters launching in Los Angeles." Peaceful? That's a nice word. But the videos and the news reports showed that people throwing concrete blocks, rocks, and even fireworks at federal officers. It sounds more like a war zone than a walk in the park. LAPD Chief Jim McDonald painted a very different picture. He didn't use the word peaceful, not even close. This is what the chief police in LA says. "This violence that I've seen is disgusting. It's escalated now since the beginning of this incident. What we saw the first night was bad. What we've seen subsequent to that is getting increasingly worse and more violent. Tonight we had individuals out there shooting commercial-grade fireworks at our police officers, and that can kill any person," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, as conservatives, and as patriots, we need to recognize what is happening. Listen, let me just give you a biblical overview with a thumbnail sketch. We're entering into World War III on a global basis. We're witnessing Russia and China and North Korea and Iran and Turkey and Egypt and Syria and other nations galvanizing, ladies and gentlemen, to bring about the nuclearization of our globe and the ultimate destruction of our world. And as I've been saying for years, that we're entering into World War III. One commentator just recently made the statement, we are already in World War III. And part and parcel of the churning on a global basis, we find in the insurrectionists, the anarchists, and we'll talk about in a minute who these anarchists are, who these are that are wanting to subvert our nation, wanting to destroy our Constitution, wanting to cancel anything that would be called freedom of religion and freedom of speech that allows you and that allows me and allows the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ to exist in America today, to preach the Word, to teach the Word, to evangelize. But ladies and gentlemen, if we do not recognize what has happened, if we do not understand what God's Word is showing us, if we do not understand what is happening and embrace it and then ask God to divinely intervene and protect us from the evil, wicked of this world, we're going to have a demise that's going to destroy our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech. We're talking about insurrection, our divided nation. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. The Los Angeles mayor that I would have never dreamed that she would do this, she has instituted a curfew for downtown Los Angeles. This article reads, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announced that a curfew would go into effect in the area of the city downtown as the riots reached their fifth consecutive day. I have declared a local emergency and issued a curfew for downtown, she is saying. This is what she says further. Bass said during the press conference that this looting and vandalism needs to be curtailed. Looting has been in the area of Compton. Bass said 23 businesses had already been looted the night before across the city. California Governor Gavin Newsom delivered remarks on the ongoing riots, condemning the strong presence of the federalization of the National Guardsmen and Marines, and he said they were unnecessary. This article further says the curfew on downtown will begin at 8 p.m. local time and last until 6 a.m. Bass said that the duration of the curfew will be decided by consultation with other city leaders, but we certainly expect it to be to last for several days. If you do not live in downtown L.A., avoid the area, she said, warning that those who violate the curfew will be prosecuted. She's not talking about prosecuting the rioters. She's not talking about putting anybody in jail that comes in and loots a jewelry store or an Apple store or goes in and destroys business after business after business. She hasn't said anything about prosecuting any of those. But if you violate the curfew, she will prosecute you, is what she's saying. But ladies and gentlemen, here's what we need to understand. The question needs to be asked, where are the funds coming from? In fact, on Fox News this morning, one of the anchors said, how are these people getting paid? How are they paying their bills? Where do they get a paycheck? What are they doing for money? And the answer was very clearly, they're being paid by major institutions that's funding this out of deep pockets in order to see the demise of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the headline. Evidence suggests that Los Angeles riots over ICE raids could be government funded. I'll read a couple of paragraphs and take our callers. What began as a so-called spontaneous protest against ICE enforcement operations in Los Angeles has now been exposed as something far more insidious, a well-funded, coordinated riot with ties to radical left-wing organizations, government-backed NGOs, and even a billionaire known for pushing Chinese communist propaganda. According to the expose by the investigative reporter, several nonprofit organizations and shadowy public fronts played a pivotal role in igniting the chaos that saw federal officers attacked, flags being burned, talking about American flags, and city streets blocked. But what's more alarming, tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer money may have been indirectly funneled to the unrest. And it goes on to talk about the Coalition of Human Immigration Rights that got upward of $34 million in grants just in the past year, is involved in funding these thugs, these anarchists, these insurrectionists, these that are wanting to commit sedition in our nation. It is far worse than just that one organization. We're told that somewhere between 200 and 300 NGOs, non-government organizations, that means it's taxpayer money funneled through an organization that's supposed to be a non-government organization that's now being funneled back to the street people out there doing the riots, burning and destroying, trying to destroy our national security. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood, you're dead on point. And everybody, especially that had Puppet Joe in there, and I know George Soros, he needs to be arrested. Because I know he's kind of backing this up. But I think, really, the governor and the mayor, they were crying out to Crazy Joe when they were about to go bankrupt, taking care of the illegal aliens. And now since our president said, hey, we're going to run them out, now they're talking about suing him.
Well, Gavin Newsom late last evening in California time filed suit, and I'm thankful that there was a speedy decision. The courts responded this morning, no, they are not going to block what Trump is doing. So Gavin Newsom did some grandstanding. I've printed out his entire speech, and the speech was all focused at trying to get back at, out of anger and hostility toward Trump. And Gavin Newsom doesn't want the illegals to be taken out. Gavin Newsom doesn't want there to be control in the streets. Gavin Newsom wants this to continue, and he's doing it so that he can come to the microphone, come before the television camera. He's wanting to set the stage for a run for the presidency in 2028. But I believe Gavin Newsom is going to fail. But by the way, touching on this, and then we'll take our next caller. Headland says, who organized the L.A. anti-ICE protest that escalated into riots and insurrection? Three major organizations have come under increased scrutiny. The Coalition for Human Immigration Rights. Secondly, the Party for Socialism and Liberation. And the Service Employees International Union. These are the three major ones that they have come up with one of the organizations that have investigated. Federal agents were executing a lawful judicial warrant when this was discovered, some of the people that's involved with the union. And the thing that is frightening to me, Kenneth, is the Socialism and Liberation Organization, the Party of Socialism and Liberation, which is a Chinese-run organization. They're funding it. And by these groups, by the way, I'll touch on this, then after the top of the hour news, we'll go deeper into it. Do you realize the heiress of Walmart's funding by the millions of dollars for these uprisings and for the insurrections across America? She hates Donald Trump. She supported the left and Kamala Harris and everything we call loose likes, lost liberals. She's supporting, and she's wanting to undermine, tear down, and destroy Trump's presidency. And anything that Trump does, she's against. And with her deep-pocketed billions of dollars funding it to undermine and destroy America. Kenneth, thank you so much for calling. By the way, all of what we're saying today deserves our attention and should cause us to go to our knees and say, God, intervene and protect America. Quickly, go ahead.
One more question, Dr. Youngblood, and I'm off the line. How can they say this is a peaceful riot?
It's peaceful as they see it, because what they think is coming about is bringing about what they're wanting to accomplish, what they're wanting to do. So it's peaceful in their eyes, and they think that somehow, some way, we're not to believe our lying eyes. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news break, we'll talk with our other guests that are holding now. And if our guests that are holding keep on holding, we'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.